Okay, let's get clear about what the Course in Miracles means. He says a miracle is a right way of seeing things, all right? He says, so he calls them for us miracles. It's a miracle if you don't bring the past into this moment with me. It's a miracle if you let go of what you've experienced with every man before me and dealing with me. It's a miracle if you let go of the idea that you're guilty and tell somebody else that they're innocent. It's a miracle if we actually look at each other and go, hey, let peace stand for my magic. It's a miracle if we walk into a room and don't try to get and be ready to really share and give. In other words, seeing you as innocent and beyond the body, that perception is a miracle. So we're being asked to offer correct perceptions as our higher self directs us to, which means your higher self will tell you who to be nice to. Your real self will tell you who to direct the loving thought to. Now, this is how you can tell who you're supposed to direct outwardly a loving thought to. You ready? So you always know.
Okay.
This is it. This is the rules.
Okay.
You ready?
We're ready.
You will want to.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to break it down now. I'm going to break it down. The person you're supposed to think or say, express a loving thought, feeling, or act to, you will be directed to who that's supposed to be. Got it?
Yeah.
The way you will know is that will be the person you will want to.
Uh-huh.
But what about the person that you don't want to? That's not the person you're being directed to offer the miracle to.
Cool.
Then they go, I need to forgive them. Then that's your Holy Spirit telling you to offer them the forgiveness you want to. That's why you're defending against what I'm saying. You want to forgive them, and you know you want to forgive them, so much so that when I say you don't have to forgive them, you go, but I should forgive them. That's because you want to forgive them. So great. That's why you can't let it go. That's why you've been carrying around 20 years. It's because you want to forgive them. It's not because you're holding a grievance. You're just a little slow on the uptake. Hallelujah, sister.
Amen.
All right. And I tell you, the heat isn't just the heat. That heat is coming from within that you're feeling in your body. Because you are hot. All of y'all hot.
You're hot too.
Thank you.
You're a hottie.
Oh, thank you. See, she was directed by God to say that. Y'all see that example of a miracle?
Yeah.
Right. God told her to say something that was beautiful and friendly and loving to me. That's the way it works. She wanted to say that. Okay, here we go. I'm going to finish up this paragraph.
No.
Welcome to A Course in Correct Perception. He says, now let's get this straight. God loves every brother as God loves you, neither more nor less. God loves them all equally, and so do you. Check it out. It says, so you should. It says, and so do you. Then it says, in time you've been told to offer what? Correct perceptions.
Uh-huh.
As I direct. And here's part two, let Holy Spirit bring to you those who are seeking to you. Let love bring to you those who are seeking you. Let God bring, I like that, let God bring to you those who are best for you. Those who are seeking you. Let love bring. If you want love to be the one that facilitates the introduction, you want love to be the one that facilitates the introduction, you want real love to be the one that facilitates the introduction. In other words, let the Holy Spirit bring to you your next relationship. Let love bring to you your next relationship. Because when you try to do it, what are you going to do? And what are you going to use as a frame of reference, please?
Yes.
That should be enough said, shouldn't it? But what happens with the fearful mind is the fearful mind brings the past, but it brings up everything that went wrong in the past, and then it looks at that person in terms of, I'm going to make sure this person doesn't do these wrong things that happened to me in the past. So again, they don't see the person. They just see their fears and experiences from the past, and they don't even see the person they're with. Because if they were seeing the person they were with, they would know they never had a relationship with this person.
And we call those red flags.
What's red flags?
When we see some behavior.
Yeah, when I see a behavior that reflects something of the past, and I pat myself on the back for catching that behavior.
Yeah, that's a red
flag. Right, that's my red flag. And if you see things that way, then honor your perceptions. Mm-hmm. But just don't fool yourself into thinking that there couldn't have been another perception. Yeah, you can make your red flag, and then you honor your red flag if you make your red flag, because you're going to make your red flag be true. So you just wear armor. Just even if it wasn't true, just wear act like it was. Because you're gonna make it true. If I'm afraid of a relationship, I'm gonna make everything true that keeps me from having one. I don't care how nice the person is. So you just wear armor. It's like we have developed all these psychic powers in order to pay attention to a lie that we're making up and trust it. You know, the lie that I'm making up is that I could not be loved totally and completely and safely and wonderfully in this moment right now. And doggone it, I'm gonna tell you, you can be. You can be. I don't care what kind of relationships you had, friendships in the past. I don't care. 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 You can. And you don't have to go 10 more sessions and 100 more lessons and 1,000 more books. I mean, July 2nd, 2006, you could bliss out now. Okay, let's do it. I'm gonna count. Countdown. And we're gonna give ourselves a bliss out test. Okay, we're gonna see how ready we are for blissing out. Now, it's a good sign you probably nodded if you're yawning. And I yawn a lot. That's how I can tell. Okay. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bliss. Okay, if you felt nothing, then that means that you're just not ready to bliss out yet. That's all. No guilt. Do you know why you probably were not ready to bliss out yet?
Because I'm scared.
Because we're scared, and because the blissing out did not look the way you have defined blissing out. So that means I bought my past values from the past about what I think blissing out should be. And it certainly shouldn't be sitting with a room full of fully clothed people talking about spiritual stuff in a little room on the side. Okay, this is not what my idea of blissing out is supposed to be. Which is I'm sitting in a mansion and surrounded by servants. So it's not my idea of what the blissing out should be, which is that I've hiked a long time up in the mountains outside of Boulder. And my blissing out is like I'm salsa dancing. My blissing out is I'm looking at my big wide screen. See what I'm saying? It's just because it's not looking the way I decided it should look based on my values in the past, then I could not appreciate this moment.
Can we try it again?
We can try it again, but we had the same result. That there just simply be some people that choose in that moment, and maybe some people, and there's no judgment either way. There is no judgment either way. It's no judgment. The purpose of the course is to get us in touch with how much we're denying ourselves the happiness we can have right now by bringing our values and beliefs from the past into this moment. That means that you can always have it whenever you're ready. You can always have it whenever you're ready. You can always have what you want whenever you are ready. You can always have what you want whenever you are ready. You can always have what you want when you are ready. When you are ready. So don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. It's nothing to sweat. It's nothing to sweat. It's eternal. It's constant. It's permanent. It'll be there. It'll be there. When you decide to forgive somebody 20 years in the future, love will be there 20 years in the future to meet you when you let go of that grievance. Yeah. So don't sweat it. Don't beat yourself up because you can't seem to pull it off with certain people right today. It's okay. All right. Don't sweat it. Their whole reality doesn't depend on your forgiveness. Their life is going along just fine without your forgiveness. So don't sweat it. Just get around to it when you want to be free.